Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. What is up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 432 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am not at the time of this recording because I'm in my office right now, but at the time that this episode goes live, which is Wednesday, September 16th, I will be in the air flying over to Charlotte, North Carolina to attend FinCon, which is the Financial Blogger Conference. And I love this conference. It's one of my favorites. If you're going to be there, please come and say hi to me. Look for my red backpack. It says, "Hello, my name is Pat, and I can't wait to see you there." I'll be speaking about Periscope, actually, a couple days later, and I'm super, super excited about that. So if you aren't on Periscope yet and you want to watch that, I'm actually going to be doing a live Periscope on stage. Go ahead and follow me on Periscope, at Pat Flynn. Now, we have a great question today from Joe, but before we get to Joe's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, making it super easy for everybody out there, including myself and 3 million other small businesses, manage our finances from the income, our expenses, and also invoicing. They make invoicing super easy and professional, and it can just get rid of those headaches and stresses you have about managing your finances and keeping your books. I mean, this is why it's called FreshBooks, because they help you organize everything that's going on financially in your business. And come tax season, it's just a couple clicks for you to get what you need to be able to file and do all those things that you need. So if you want to check it out for 30 days for free, head on over to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. All right, here's today's question from Joe.
Hi, Pat. My name is Joe, and I have a podcast called the Q2 Podcast. My question is about how to get my podcast subscribers to respond to my call to action, specifically to join my email list. I average about 10,000 downloads per month, but see virtually no conversion with my email bribe, and I'm beginning to wonder if the Podbean stats I'm looking at are even legitimate. Am I talking to myself here? Am I seeing web crawlers that are being tagged as downloads? Just curious if you can help me out. Really appreciate it. Thanks again for all that you do. Bye.
Hey, Joe, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. Podbean stats, I use Podbean myself, and typically the hosts for podcasts are numbers that are actually true. So Libsyn, SoundCloud, and Podbean are all hosts that I've worked with before, and the numbers, as far as I know and as far as I can tell, the numbers are true for the most part. And so the question is, well, why aren't people joining your list? Now, I don't know much about your call to action and what it is your bribe is, but that has everything to do with your conversion rates. Now, the trick is, or the hard part is, because people are listening on the go, it is very difficult, more difficult than if people are reading a blog post, for example. It is difficult for people to go from listening on the go, maybe they're at the gym or on a walk or whatever, in the car, to actually responding to your CTA or remembering to do so because they're on the go and they can't, you know, join your email list because they're doing something. You know, they have to go to a website, load that, and click on a button, then click on the name field to leave their name, and then the email field to leave their email, and then do all that sort of stuff. I mean, it's a lot of work. And so there are a number of things you can do to make a person's life easier to have an increase in the chances that people are going to subscribe to your email list via your podcast, or if you're doing video, you can use the same rules. Now, number one is make sure you just have one call to action. A lot of times podcasters, and I've been known to do this myself, you'll have like 40 call to actions at the end. Not really 40, but you know what I mean? Like a number of different call to actions. And the more options and the more call to actions you give to people, the less likely they're going to take any action at all. And some of the mistakes I've made in the past in podcast episodes are telling people to join me on Facebook and then join me on Twitter. And then after that, subscribing to my email list, then going to the show notes and then doing this and then doing that. And of course, when you share all those things, nobody does anything. So make sure you just have one, at max two maximum call to actions. But if you want to be ninja with it, just one really, which is to go to a particular landing page where they then get information about this opt-in bribe that you are giving them, or this lead magnet, because you want them to subscribe to your email list and you need to make it easy for them. So one landing page, and the landing page itself could be or should be something that is very easy to remember and go to. So that is a link. For example, I do one of two things. I either have a pretty link. So I have a WordPress website and there's a plugin called Pretty Links that makes it very easy to take a really long link and make it nice and short and easy. For example, that's how my affiliate link for Bluehost is smartpassiveincome.com/Bluehost. Very easy to remember, super simple. You could take that home with you, type it in later and recall it. Ebooksthesmartway.com. That goes to a lead magnet, Ebooks the Smart Way, and people can subscribe there instead of going to smartpassiveincome.com/ebooks-smart-way, which is the actual URL. But ebooksthesmartway.com is a domain I just got on GoDaddy that just forwards to that domain, and it makes it very easy for people to go to. howtostartanemaillist.com. That's another one that I got that goes to a particular blog post that was really popular on my blog that makes it easy for them to go to. podcastingtutorial.com. It's another example of that. So those are things you can do to make sure that people kind of easily remember that URL. Now, at the point at which you mention this lead magnet, you want to have a clear benefit for people to go and do that. You can't just say, oh, subscribe to my email list, you'll get this. You want to do that, plus tell them what they're going to get. Tell them why it would be silly of them to not actually subscribe. So what are the benefits? Not the features. Well, there's 30 pages and it's going to show you how to do this. No, but what can actually happen when you do that? So when people go to eBooks the Smart Way and download my eBook, they're going to have the clearest step-by-step information to download their eBook or to create their eBook and market it. That's the feature. The benefit is that all the information you need to start and market and automate an ebook is right there. You don't have to go searching for it online. It's all condensed into that one ebook, and you'll save time, you'll save money, and you'll be able to create your product much sooner and help serve your audience. That's the benefit. So I hope you can see the difference there. Typically, a feature is followed by a benefit and is only divided with the word because or so that. So feature, so that, benefit. Think about it that way. The so that part is very, very important. Feature, so that, this. Wings, so that you can fly, so that you can get there faster, so that you can be with your kids. I don't know. I'm just kind of making that up. But you know what I mean? So feature, so that, benefit. Just keep that in mind when you are delivering this call to action via your voice to your audience, because you want to get people excited and to make them feel silly for not taking that action. So that's the first thing. Now, when they get on that landing page, you want to make it very easy and clear to actually subscribe to your email list. Again, you could see here that there's a lot of different points of failure, points at which people could drop out. And the less steps to take, the higher the conversion rates will be. And the more people start thinking about this process, the more they're going to drop out as well. So again, you want to make it super incredibly easy. So when people go to that link, maybe it's a page on your site, but even better, it could be something like a lead page. It's already set up. It's already formatted in a way for higher conversions, where when people click on a link, they then get opted options to subscribe with their email, and then boom, there you go. Plus, it delivers the lead magnets for you really simply. So using something like lead pages will work as well. And again, having an image of your bribe or lead magnet will actually help increase conversions as well, even if it's something like an electronic ebook. I recommend you all go to, again, ebooksthesmartway.com. You see how easy to remember that is? Ebooksthesmartway.com. You could see an image there with my ebook. And it's just an ebook, but it makes it tangible. It makes it feel like it's something you could hold. Even though people know it's an ebook, it just looks like there's some value to it. And that's the most important thing here. You want to make sure that this opt-in bribe, whatever it is that you have to offer, actually has some value. People will actually get results from this information that you're sharing with them. And it doesn't have to be that long either. I will say eBooks the Smart Way is fairly long. It's about 20 to 30 pages. And I spend a lot of time on that, but you don't need to do that these days. It could perhaps be, like Clay Collin mentions in Smart Passive Income episode number 78, just a 2 or even a 1-page PDF of the top tools that people in your space will want to use. Tools that will cut out time, tools that will, again, insert benefit here. And that tool list, people love tools. People love tools because it's a shortcut. It makes it very easy for people to feel like when they get that tool, they're going to get the results that you also have. So get those tools on a list, and that can be a PDF file, somewhat nicely formatted. You could even use something like Fiverr.com, F-I-V-E-R-R.com, to have somebody format that page for you and create like a template that you can then use for other lead magnets down the road. You could also create a specific lead magnet for a specific episode, Joe. I would recommend you do that because you're going to have something that actually is relevant to that particular content. That's another strategy that Clay Collins uses and mentions in episode 78. So if you really want to increase your subscriber rate, I would highly recommend that. And lead pages, and there's other tools out there that they have these tools built in that allow you to collect email addresses with people's mobile phones. So that would be the final tip I have for you, actually. And using something like Lead Digits, and I will say it's not free. It comes with the pro version of Lead Pages, but if you had the opportunity to use that, and hopefully this is helpful for you or other people out there who have Lead Pages already. I know a lot of you in my audience have it. It allows you to say on your podcast, just text this word to these 5 numbers. And what happens is they get an immediate reply that says, thank you for wanting to download this book. Just reply with your email address. And you just, the people who are on the other end with their mobile device, they just text in their email address. And when they do that, they get that lead magnet automatically sent to them, and it automatically places them into your email list. Again, just super easy. That's probably the number one way to do it from your podcast, and that's something I'm going to be implementing more in the upcoming episodes that I have on Smart Passive Income, because I've heard from people like Amy Porterfield and Clay Collins and John Lee Dumas that this is working. And especially when we think about, well, where are people listening to these podcasts? They're on the go. Text messaging is something that could be done really easily. And I would recommend you check that out. So that's Lead Digits if you use Lead Pages, and there are other tools out there you can find that also have this capability. But yeah, so Joe, hopefully this helps. I highly, highly recommend you check out episode 78 of the Smart Passive Income podcast. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/session78. And I thank you for your time and your question today. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. And for everybody else out there who has a question, you can head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com. They've helped me because I used to keep track of my books with Excel, and it was just a major headache. But now I use FreshBooks, and it just makes it incredibly easy to connect with everything out there that has to do with my income and my expenses. So I can easily see what's going on and also check on the health of my business, find some points where I can save money, and also come tax season. It just makes it super easy as well. Plus, if you do any invoicing, for example, if you have any, if you're coaching students or clients or you do any consulting, it just makes it really easy and professional. So you can get paid sooner and worry more about the work that you need to do for your business. So to check it out for 30 days for free, head on over to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com. Enter Ask Pat for a 30-day free trial. Thanks so much for your time and attention today. I can't wait to serve you tomorrow in the next episode of Ask Pat. And to finish off, as always, here's a quote. And this quote is from Earl Nightingale. We become what we think about. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you tomorrow. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.